Closer, the Entrepreneur's Circle.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here because I don't often get the opportunity to share with you exactly what I do and what we do here at On Air Brands. So we help the folks in our community and our clients to launch a podcast and then produce them on a weekly basis. We also help to promote each episode with close to a dozen social media posts that consist of quote cards, sound bites, and video clips. And then we post them for you on your socials automagically. So if you're a business owner with a ton on your plate, and a podcast just seems super overwhelming, I get it. We don't need one more thing to worry about. So let me and my team at On Air Brands do the heavy lifting each week so that you can focus on what you do best, which is to build your business, have more time to pour into your family and your community, or just plain chill and recharge. So feel free to email me at eric@onairbrands.com so that we can book time together to chat about how we can align with your mission and how you can align with ours, which is to make the world better. One mic at a time. Now back to the show. All right, let's get right into it. I've been sharing these bite-sized branding tips, first starting with episode 309. So if you haven't heard that, I'll be referencing it. But if you want to go deeper into some of that, it's only a 9-minute episode. But I talk about your brand pillars and having clarity and how you deliver your message and how you keep it consistent. And then also the promise that you make, the solutions that you provide to your clients. But on this episode, I want to go more into the tenets of Be Your Brand and what we've created here in terms of personal branding and developing something that's really powerful, really clear and effective. So number one of the brand tenets that we love to exercise here at Be Your Brand is you have to know yourself, like a super high level awareness of who you are, because it really informs everything. It really helps you to communicate better. It really helps you to share with others how you know yourself and then they can understand you better. It really just gives others clarity on who you are if you know yourself. It also is such a wonderful growth tool set to be able to continuously look for opportunities for growth, like asking questions to teams, members, or clients, or your spouse. Like, give me feedback. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. What can I improve on? Creates more self-awareness. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that you're always looking to improve. You're always looking for ways that you can improve and get to know yourself over time. One of the early things that I used to, I guess, have a level of self-awareness. This was back in the day when I had almost no self-awareness, but I would get hungry and angry, hangry, and then I would warn everybody around me, I'm going to get hangry, and everybody would know. Like, Eric's going to get hungry. He didn't eat breakfast. Get out of the way. So silly. But that's just a very, very simple example of just having awareness for yourself, not necessarily your weaknesses like that, but even your strengths, so that you can speak to it when you're talking to others at a networking event or when you're talking to friends, family, your team, your partners. It's just the best if you can have a high level of self-awareness. All right. So the second thing that I think is a strong tenet of our brand here and that we think develops other people's brands and personal brands to a high level is speak your truth. So if you believe in something wholeheartedly, don't hesitate to put it out there. Don't be afraid to get canceled. Don't be controlled by other people and what you think they will think of you. Take it from me. I've learned over time that the more and more and more that I embraced my truth and put it out there without hesitation, it attracted more. It created more abundance in the truth, in my truth, and in my systems, and in my beliefs. So I really encourage you to take the leap and have courage to share your truth. Don't hesitate when you're having a conversation with someone. There's a healthy way to debate. Don't worry about confrontation. If that's a thing for you, that's another level of self-awareness that you can begin to explore. What is keeping me from going the other way or having a different opinion? And why don't I voice that? That could be rooted somewhere in the past, some trauma in the past, whatever it is. I highly encourage you to go back and start to uncover the reasons why you hesitate in putting your truth out there. All right. It takes time. I know it's not easy, but also not caring what people think. That's a big one. And I'll leave that, put a pin in that for now. So the third thing is listen with genuine curiosity. As podcasters, and if you're a podcaster, listening with the intent to ask more questions because you're curious as to why they said what they said or do what they do really shows that you care. Now, you have all been in these conversations, I know I have, where someone is seemingly listening to you and you're talking and it looks like they're looking at you, but you know for a fact that this person is waiting for you to shut up so that they can just say what they want to say because they didn't even respond or build upon anything that you shared. So podcasting is a great way to exercise this skill set, to be a great listener and to listen with genuine curiosity. That is some of the best advice that I've been given, is to build on what the other person has said. Go deeper. Think levels deeper. When they share something, what can you ask that isn't a typical question that people would ask? And that takes time. That takes practice. That takes genuine curiosity. All right. Number four here is love and live in service. So as some of you have known, or if you're here for the first time, thanks for being here. I have really dived deep into my faith and I put it out there. It's really been the saving grace. It's really been the North Star for me. And I put that out there. So love and live in service was something that I was doing already before I found my faith and I found God. Again, he found me actually. And when I saw and started to live in that with true awareness and intention, it really opened a lot of doors. It really started to serve not just my clients or people in my network, but me. It started to come back to me tenfold. So I just wanted to give you permission if you need to hear it. But if you love and live in service, not to the degree where you're being taken advantage of, please. We all have seen this. We all probably have lived this. But if you can come to a room or come to a conversation where you are truly looking at someone and thinking to yourself, how can I help this individual? How can I help solve a problem that they have? How can I help connect them to something that they're looking for? And that only happens with genuine curiosity, the third thing that I spoke about earlier. So love and live in service. That is number four. And the fifth and final thing is, if you haven't found your purpose yet, exercises, meditation, prayer to find it, to clear the thoughts and all the madness and all the nonsense in your head, all that, you know, tangled up yarn in your mind. If you can kind of take those strands and pull them and make them all untangled and have eventually one strand, that one strand to the source, the universe, God, whatever you believe in and what you want to call it, it does give you the answer. And that's what happened to me. I found my purpose. And once I found that purpose, it was out there. I didn't hesitate to put it out there. I literally started sharing it with everyone. Like, hey, this is what I'm here for. I am here to spread love and to be love and to inspire that in others to continue spreading it. That has become my very clear purpose and mission in life. It's not just about money and family and business. It's anywhere and everywhere that I can spread love, and anywhere and anywhere, everywhere that I can identify it and amplify it and shine a light on it. That's what I do. That's what my company does. That's what we try to do, is find these people who have light or those that need it and start to put it out there and start to spread love, light, and purpose, because that is one crazy thing that most of us, I'll say Americans, we don't talk about. And it's very, 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 very difficult, I understand, to identify what is my purpose in life. But the thing is, it's funny, in Japan, they have a word for this. It's called ikigai. And that is a Venn diagram on how to deconstruct your purpose. I highly recommend you go look for that. Google ikigai. I-K-A-G-A-I, and it's a powerful tool set for you to find your purpose, all right? So I think these are really, really powerful tools, especially that last one. I highly recommend you go check that out. If you missed episode 309, we do talk about the brand pillars in Be Your Brand called clarity, delivery, and promise. That's a quick hit, another bite-sized brand chunk. I'm still working on what the marketing term for this one is, but I think bite-sized branding tips. You tell me what you think. Hit me up, email or text me or whatever you think. Bite-sized branding tips, branding bite-sized chunks. I don't know. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, our quick hits, bite-sized branding tips. And I'll talk to you in the next one. I hope, as usual, that I added value in your life today.
That's it for now, folks. If you'd like to stay in touch with the show, you can contact me directly at eric@onairbrands.com. That's Eric, E-R-I-K. At onairbrands.com. And if you aren't already subscribed to the show, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or any other podcast platform. And please recommend us to one or two people in your circle. That will go a long, long way to growing our community. Also, if you could rate us on iTunes, just take a moment to give us 5 stars. And if they have more stars, give all of them. We'd greatly appreciate you for that. And always, always like, subscribe, and share this show on social media. We'd love you for that as well. And if you have any ideas or want to hear something on a future show, please hit us up. Maybe you have a question for one of my guests, or you want to tell a story, a success story. We'd love to hear from you. You can do that, especially if you're on the Anchor platform. You can leave us a voice message. We'd love to incorporate you and your voice on a future episode. Once again, folks, thanks again for listening to the Entrepreneur Circle. Please like, subscribe, and share. I am Eric Cabral, and as always, remember, your network is your net worth. So get in the circle.